What about lapatinib in the brain?
Well, in terms of lapatinib in the brain, our group actually ran the study, and there have now been two studies, one of which I can talk about and one of which we're waiting for results from. The one I can talk about is the study that we conducted at Dana-Farber and at Mass General and at the BI Deaconess in Boston, along with our colleagues at Georgetown and at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And we looked at lapatinib in a group of 39 women who had HER2-positive breast cancer prior to trastuzumab and progressive disease in the brain. All of the women, except for two, had received prior cranial irradiation, and a number of the women had not only received whole brain radiation or stereotactic radiosurgery, but had actually received both therapies. We did not achieve the objective response rate we had hoped, and we had targeted an objective response rate of about 20% to call this a success. We did not see that. We actually saw two patients of the 39, so about 5%, who had an objective response by RECIST criteria. That said, when we, in an exploratory fashion, looked at volumetric changes, there were a number of patients who had some decrease in terms of the volume of the tumor. There were eight patients who were progression-free at 16 weeks, and all of these women had had CNS progression when they came on the study, and four patients who were progression-free in the CNS at 24 weeks, or roughly 6 months. And our clinical impression was that there was more going on than a response rate of 5% might suggest. Now, I don't want to mislead anyone. This was by no means a home run. But we felt that the data were encouraging enough in this very refractory group of patients, or refractory group of tumors, these patients who had HER2 refractory tumors, that we wanted to pursue this further. And there has now been a larger study that has been conducted, a study in about 220-odd women who had HER2-positive disease with progressive disease in the brain that was conducted both in the U.S. and in Europe and elsewhere as well. And I think that's reasonably likely that we'll have data, sometime over the course of the next 6 months.